This is The Record. I'm Steve Scher. The world's population is now expected to reach 9 billion people in less than 40 years. That's up from over 7 billion today, 3 billion in 1960. That means we will need more food to feed more people. There will be more stress on scarce water and energy resources, more land and buildings needed to house people. More jobs will be needed too. At the same time, some developed countries are experiencing a very specific population decline that threatens to undermine their social safety nets. It's an odd conundrum, according to Stephen Philip Kramer, a professor at the National Defense University in Washington, D.C.
So you have to look at the thing in two different ways. In places where population growth is too high and resources are limited, well, yes, I think you want to concentrate on birth control. In countries where maybe the birth rate is so low that the countries won't be able to function, then I think you want to stabilize the population at a reasonable level. There's such a low birth rate in Japan that, within by 2050, the population will have gone down 25 million, and that process will accelerate. And so you'll have a country that actually could shrink drastically. And then, the problem comes up, how's it going to function? Who's going to support all the people if, there are no young people who are working?
Some Scandinavian nations, Italy, as well as Singapore, Japan, and China, don't have enough young workers to support an increasing number of older people. That's why China has dropped its one-child policy. It's why Japan is developing robot nannies and robot aides, according to New Yorker writer Elizabeth Colbert.
The Japanese, who have really kept out immigrants pretty much, they are actually seeing their populations decline. They are one of the few countries on Earth where that is happening. Pretty interesting, to see how they're going to try to get out of that.
Yeah, with robots.
They have a lot of plans for robots. Some of their plans are to have robot, sort of babies that make having a baby seem more attractive. And then on the opposite side, they have, robots who are going to take care of the elderly.
Colbert wrote about this population conundrum in the magazine last month. Immigration is putting the U.S. on track to be the third most populous nation on the planet. Yet, over the next few decades, there may not be enough workers to pay for Social Security.
I personally don't really think we have much to worry about through underpopulation, but it is true because of a combination of factors, including longer life and lower birth rates, we do have fewer and fewer workers supporting more and more retirees.
Different countries face different needs, according to Stephen Kramer, the author of a book on the falling population trend in some countries. This is something the journalist Alan Weissman wrote about in a recent book as well. He speculated that population could even safely decline over time. For Stephen Kramer, it depends on what you focus on.
Many countries today have birth rates which are unsustainable. That's too low. And it presents the problem of how will a country operate, function well, support its retired people if the number of young people coming in is decreasing. That will lower the global population, all right, but it may make these countries sort of dysfunctional. You have a country that has factories, research institutions, schools, houses, and the population shrinks to 75% of what it was before, like Detroit. But the whole country is sort of, like that. How does it function? Now, Weissman would say we should learn how to live with a smaller population, but we haven't quite learned how to do that. And if you're talking about going down to 1.6 billion people, that's really drastic. Another thing is when population begins to decline, there's a built-in momentum for it to continue to decline. You can't say, well, we want to reduce the population to X figure and then people should, then we want to have a sustainable birth rate. You can't say that should happen. You can't tell people they're going to do it. The momentum develops and may be hard to stop.
So some countries are seeing declines. They aren't, after all, inviting people from the overpopulated countries to come in and shore up their safety nets. Not yet, anyways. And in the meantime, the overall population trends are still up, according to Elizabeth Colbert.
If you'd asked people a decade ago, the projections from the UN were that population would start leveling off in the middle of the century. That is not true anymore. The UN is now projecting population growth through the end of the century, just based on current trends. You know, we're just projecting out. There's something called the demographic transition, which, you know, is this idea that as countries become wealthier, as women become better educated, birth rates sort of naturally fall. You know, that just has happened many, many times in the world and in many different parts of the world now. And so it was sort of projected out. If you just look at it, okay, that's going to happen all over the world. We're going to get a population that levels off at 9 billion, which I want to say is an awful lot of people in 2050. But particularly in Africa, birth rates have remained pretty stubbornly high. And now the projections, the latest, very latest UN projections, which are just a couple months old, say that we're going to see a growing human population through the end of this century, and we're going to be up above 10, heading towards 11 billion.
Elizabeth Colbert's article in The New Yorker's October 21st issue is called Headcount. Stephen Philip Kramer is a professor at the National Defense University in Washington, D.C. He's the author of The Other Population Crisis, What Governments Can Do About Falling Birth Rates. Hannah Byrne helped produce this report. I'm Steve Scherr. It's The Record.